T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing well. I love this question because it paints such a great visual. Dr. Mike, our cat loves to climb our blinds and tear holes in them. You can just see the cat going, rawr.
You know who loves that?
Who?
Lisa Lucina.
Yeah, I'll bet she does. Do you have any suggestions to keep the doggone cat from climbing the blinds?
You know, trying to keep cats from, they're supreme tree climbers, and, you know, they like to get up there and survey the area and look for their prey. So it's very normal for them to want to, you know, jump and climb in these places and explore the environment. So, you know, my solution to that is get one of those floor-to-ceiling cat towers if you can and give them something to climb. And believe me, you'll be building it and they'll be climbing it as you're building it. It's they're very easy to put together, and, you know, they have these things with little platforms along the way and little cushy spots for them to rest or perch, and they can also, you know, they have scratching post rails and towers on the way up, so it gives them a great place to scratch too, which is fantastic. And they love them. You'll find that they'll spend a lot of time on them, and it may substitute them jumping on the counters, hopefully, although that didn't work in my cats.
Well, Tim and Rita in Penn Hills who asked that question, just be careful, because, Doc, I've seen videos on YouTube of cats sitting up on one of those things and then leaping onto passing dogs or leaping onto passing people.
You know what? I watched, and you're right, that cats are incredible climbers. My son got a cat, and it's just amazing to watch what they're able to do. Then I was staring out the window, and I saw a squirrel going up a tree.
Uh-huh.
And then a little further up the tree was a woodpecker. And I thought, this is so marvelous, nature. And then I thought about, did you hear about Bob Papiani, KDK TV?
What happened with him?
I did not.
Major woodpecker problem.
Oh,
he's had for weeks people trying to give him advice, Doc, because the thing's pecking his house.
I live in a log home. I wouldn't like that.
Have you ever tried to hit a woodpecker with a racquetball?
I have not.
Because I've had the problem, too. And you're inside the house, and all of a sudden you hear, and it's the woodpecker beating on the outside of your house. And you go out there, and you throw something at it. It flies away and comes right back. And it's hard to hit them with a racquetball, trust me.
Do you know how to get rid of a woodpecker, Doc?
No, but I guarantee you there's one person that always has a solution for these things. It's my dad. I'm going to find out next time we come on.
Okay.
I'm going to have a solution for that.
Woodpecker.
My dad is so good at this stuff. He's lived in the country his whole life, and he always has a solution for those things.
We'll put that on your list.
I will. I won't forget.
All right, let's get to Donna in Evans City. Dear Dr. Mike, we have a 10-year-old beagle who keeps getting UTIs.
Huh?
That's urinary tract infection
Doc.
The unmedicinal. What could be causing it? She drinks a lot of water. Thanks.
You know, when you get a dog, if they keep getting frequent UTIs or these urinary tract infections, then every vet's going to want to check a urine and take an x-ray to make sure that there aren't bladder stones. We also pull a blood test to make sure the kidneys are okay. You know, and people have heard of diabetes will make a dog drink a lot. Well, the sugar in the urine can set them up for chronic infections. Diseases like Cushing's disease, where the body's producing too much cortisone, can set them up for chronic infections. And even leaky gut syndrome, people have heard of this in humans. Animals get it too, where their guts are inflamed all the time, and they have diarrhea and episodes of that, where they're more prone to infections too. Simple things to try: cranberry D-mannose, which is an extract, you know, a lot of people have heard about. Our grandma's telling us to drink cranberry juice for urinary tract infections. It works, and in women, they said if they drank a pint a day, it reduced it by 2/3. I remember reading a study about that. And you can't give a pint a day to a dog or a cat, but you can give them cranberry D-mannose pills, which the combination is very good at preventing the infections and making a healthy bladder environment. But you should see your veterinarian for that one. Chronic infections in an older dog concerns me, and I want to find out so that we can make that better.
And the first thing you said there was the vet's going to want a urine sample. How the heck do you get that from your dog?
Well, if you can't, we will. But male dogs are easy. We can pass a catheter, and I know that sounds horrible to guys, but they do well. We can usually do that right in the exam room or in the treatment room. And females are a little bit harder. We usually walk them and slide something under them. A hanger extended with a little hook on it, it's a good trick with a little, you know, pie tin or something. But it has to be clean. It can't have any pie in there. We're going to think they all have diabetes from all the sugars.
Oh, geez. Well, go to...
You think that's common sense, but I had somebody come in with a jelly jar and a little puppy, and it was loaded with sugar. And she goes, oh, yeah, I just rinsed out the jelly. And
really?
Like, oh, that was...
Yeah. Go to animalgeneral.net. We have a link on kdkradio.com and, of course, drmikehutchinson.com. Great podcast. And eventually, woodpecker repellent advice from... Mr. Hutchinson.
You will have an answer.
All right, Doc, you have a great day, and Thanksgiving, too.
You, too. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, hopefully we'll be talking to you. Well, you won't be there Thanksgiving Day, will you? Okay, well.
Are you going to be on Thanksgiving?
You know, we need to have a pre-Thanksgiving conversation. Maybe we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Doc, thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.